Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Friday, yeah. John Reap going to phone a little later on this morning. John's at the Funny Bone in Omaha this weekend. Nick's in Salina for a T95 list.
Yes, at the Paramount tonight.
And then Eagle, Nebraska tomorrow
night.
Yeah,
Bailey's Local and Eagle tomorrow night.
All right. Check out Nick's social medias, at Nick's Allen's, for all those gigs in the future. You got more coming up. You're back down in Kansas coming up, right, too?
Yeah. I'll be in Wichita March 3rd and 4th.
And where?
McPherson.
You got to say that on the mic there.
Oh, yeah.
I'm glad to be here in McPherson. Todd and I have been saying it that way since 06. 2006. Yeah. We first were on the air there. We were corrected. Won't say who. We were corrected. Those guys called it McPherson. It's McPherson. Yeah.
So imagine the laughing stock that we were.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Yeah.
They were just falling about the place. Those outsiders don't know. It's McPherson.
There's a new local
but
weather.
We learned.
There's a new local weather guy that called one of the areas of our city the wrong name the other day. I said, oh. You know, I said, oh, he's new.
Yeah.
I said,
yeah.
It's no big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, get a box.
We have an area of this city called Millard, and he called it something else.
My lard?
And I didn't.
My lard?
It wasn't even that. It was something even different than that. But I said.
How do you butcher that?
Well, because you're not from here. Well,
Mallard.
It might have been Mallard.
Okay.
It might have been Mallard, yes.
Quack, quack.
And I didn't get mad at the guy because I think he does a good job. And I thought, oh, he's just, oh, he's brand new to town. He just moved here. And I remember doing that. We said, McPherson because it's spelled that way. No, it's
now. If you were born and raised in an area and are on, a popular radio show and mispronounced towns and counties, then that's you can laugh at
that's
that.
Dumb. Are you saying to anybody you know? Anybody?
I know somebody who used to work here who did that.
Pronounce local stuff wrong.
Yeah.
Man, give me an example, not the person's name, obviously.
It was a county name,
okay. Well, Douglas Cass, what?
Otto.
Oh, okay.
Otto.
Otto. Oh, okay.
Yeah. If you're born and raised in an area, you should know things like that.
I thought it was Otto County.
It is.
And it's Colonel, too. It's not Colonel. Yeah. Remember that. All right. Craig doesn't mispronounce anything because he actually looks things up.
That's the kind of stuff that I don't think really care about. Though.
I don't
mispronounced the county name.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't care either. But Craig has to do this for a living a lot.
He does baseball.
He does boxing. He does all kinds of stuff.
And people take an established name, and then they get cute. Oh, we got to pronounce it differently. Here in Nevada, it's Nevada.
Right.
You got to pronounce it Nevada. That shows you're in the club. They can ask you, what town are you in? Nevada? You ain't from here. Get out of town.
How else are you going to know the difference?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know, the strip, the skylights, the cool things to do,
and the lack of same.
And that's just in Iowa,
right?
Not being in the desert.
How are you gonna tell them?
All right, Nevada chill. Can they hear us on ZZ?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Dick Kennedy.
I know they can hear us up in Norfolk.
Yeah,
that's a hard.
That's the dumbest one. That's the dumbest one.
That one's okay, though, because you really have to go there for anything.
Person.
Man in South Dakota facing a felony drug charge after his mother unknowingly served some brownies laced with the marijuana to a senior citizens group.
Oh, they had the best day of their lives.
Yep.
No, probably not, because when that hits you and you're not expecting it, you freak out.
Well, they probably did.
Especially when you're nighing to death.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. They probably think they are dying at that point. This is how it feels to be dying. Think about that.
Right.
They're at the senior citizens group.
Yeah.
Did they have to make an announcement? It's fine. You're all just very high.
Investigators.
We're going to turn on some music. Take it easy.
Right. At what point did they find out?
See, here's the thing. They thought they were getting poisoned.
Sure.
And so they called the cops and said, hey, there's a mass poisoning going on.
In a sense, they kind of are. Yeah,
and so the group had been at a card game earlier that night. The mom of the suspect had served the brownies, not knowing that he'd made the brownies with the weed butter as an ingredient. There's no serious injuries, but the guy's looking at a felony.
Man. Sure.
Where was
because
this?
He's in South Dakota.
Tabor, South Dakota.
God. Some of those old people must have slept
for
3 days, man.
You're sure that's not pronounced
Tabor? they probably slept for 3 days, some of those old people.
Yeah.
But you know what? But, you know, even the people at that age, I mean, a lot of those people remember. They know what weed's been around forever. So there might have been somebody just relived in 1963 again. Went, whoa.
No, they didn't.
I remember
because
this.
The weed they had in 1963 nothing like what they just ate.
Well, you're assuming they
ate the whole thing, right? Yeah.
That they had a comparable amount.
Right, right.
I had this much then, and this much now, and this now is much better. But at the same time, I don't care if you did know what was going on. Let me rephrase that. If you did have experience being high,
right.
you didn't know what was going on.
True, and then they didn't. They're a bunch of old
and
people.
And it might have been years since they've been high.
Yeah. And they probably weren't at all. South Dakota, it's a bunch of old farmers in a nursing home somewhere. They probably weren't big stoners. Not there in their late 80s and 90s or not.
Well, a senior citizens group. Yeah. I don't know what that means. Okay. It could be anything.
Yeah.
There had to be a couple of them that had a sweet tooth and ate like two brownies.
Oh, yeah.
No, they're all old. If they're in a home.
All it says is senior citizens group.
Okay.
I kind of mentioned home.
Okay.
But
I read the story too.
The
I thought it was a home.
Okay. It might have been.
Well, they're also a bunch of narcs.
Yeah.
Right. All ready
they are
for
narcs, man.
Big game of pinochle and everybody's too stoned.
It's your turn. You're going to peel them off the ceiling.
Did you see what card he just played? Ha!
Yeah.
You don't play that card.
Just push play on a fish CD and have them just have sit there. This is cool.
We're just going to ride this out, everybody.
You're going to be fine.
This band's called Fish. Listen to it. You got to be really high to like this crap.
This is the only time it'll sound good.
The only time it'll sound good is you're high. And really high.
Researchers at UCLA say that they are a step closer to finding a cure for the HIV, the HIV.
Oh, man.
In a recent study, scientists were able to cure
that day.
Yeah, scientists were able to cure 40% of HIV-infected mice by targeting infected cells that could be lying dormant in the body. The study published in Nature Communications added that they improved on a method from 4 or 5 years ago to kill these cells. This new revelation brings scientists a step closer to controlling, or they're hoping, even eventually eradicating the HIV. Currently, about 38 million people live with the HIV globally. 36 million people have died because of HIV-related diseases since the 80s.
36 million?
Yeah.
Would that mean that AIDS has gone too?
Well, HIV is.
That, yeah,
you have to have HIV before.
Yeah.
Then it's full-blown AIDS.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. I love the meme that floats around. Featuring the religious family wearing masks.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Because, the gay cancer was spreading all over the country. So conservatives had no problem wearing a mask.
That's a true picture too. You're right. I've seen that. Yeah.
Even though you're not going to, it's not airborne.
No.
The gay cancer is not airborne?
No, it's not.
And it's not the gay cancer it was then when they called it that.
Yeah, that's what
the
they called it.
Religious freaks did too there.
Oh. You have AIDS.
Yes, you have AIDS.
Not HIV, but full-blown AIDS.
That'd be great. Science is great, by the way.
I don't know if you can trust this HIV thing.
Oh, yeah.
Well, of course they're doing it for HIV.
Yeah.
That's a real thing, I guess.
We're all very lucky we didn't get HIV, Craig. You, me, and Todd, that generation of whores. I call ourselves that.
Could have gotten a lot.
No, I call ourselves the whores. That's what I mean by that rap there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we...
you could get straight. Yeah. You know, it wasn't just gay people, obviously.
We picked up the treatable kind of stuff.
Yeah. The clap.
And the hairpiece isn't going to kill you. Yeah. That was pretty prevalent then.
That's something we pronounce wrong, too, by the way. but that's a good one.
Somebody who doesn't know is out there going, what, toupees?
What hair piece?
How's that going to hurt?
Hair piece.
That's how you say it. You got to roll, man. You got to roll it. That's good. Science is good, man.
It is.
Unless it's a vaccine that helps cure a pandemic that some a-holes make it political.
But I recall.
Otherwise, all science is good.
Our hairpiece was the scourge of the earth. Yeah. And that was right before HIV and AIDS came along. So when you got diagnosed with the hairpiece, you said, oh, that's cool. At least I'm not going to die.
Well, and what did they get?
Well, there's other ways to cure baldness now anyway. So that's
right.
And whatever they're doing here for HIV is probably more affordable than the, you know, liquidating $400,000+ and injecting into you.
From
like
South Park, right?
Like magic.
Yeah. $480,000.
But I forgot the number. I knew it was $400,000+.
The number it took.
When is the Showtime miniseries coming out? The Showtime,
I think
LA Lakers thing.
Is it Showtime or is it HBO?
No, I think it's
HBO.
No, but it's called, they were called Showtime.
Oh, sorry.
The Lakers were called Showtime. I think that's the name of the documentary. Not documentary, excuse me. It's a drama series about the Showtime Lakers.
That would be weird if it's on HBO.
I think it is on HBO.
It is on HBO.
It is on HBO. Yeah. What's it called?
Have you seen Showtime on HBO?
It's called Winning Time, The Rise of the Lakers Dynasty.
That's why they didn't call it Showtime.
Oh, it's not just a one-and-done documentary?
No, it's a miniseries.
It's a miniseries.
Episode. Yeah. Actors are playing these guys.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you haven't seen the documentary? Oh, watch the trailer.
It premieres
in
March.
It's so good.
Okay.
The trailer looks so good.
I think
good.
I've seen it, but I really wasn't paying attention.
I mean, the guy that plays Magic Johnson is a newcomer, but everybody else is people you recognize. Everybody.
John C. Reilly, Adrian Brody, right. Sally Field, Jason Segal, you know, a bunch of guys.
Yep.
And Adam McKay is the guy behind it.
Right.
And he's brilliant.
John C. Reilly is Jerry Buss. Field is the
Genie Buss.
Genie Buss. You mentioned the guy with the big nose. What's his name? He plays
Adrian Brody.
He plays Reilly. Yeah. And comedian. The singer guy, Bo Burnham. He plays Larry Bird.
Michael Chiklis.
I didn't know Bo Burnham was like 6'6".
He's tall.
I never knew that. Yeah.
Michael Chiklis says Red Auerbach.
Yeah. Oh. Chiklis said Red Auerbach would be good. Yeah.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
I think this led to Adam McKay and Will Ferrell like not really being friends
it
anymore
did,
because he
Ferrell wanted to play from, wanted yeah. to play Jerry Buss. Yeah.
Major League Baseball and the Players Association not really getting any closer together. They did chat, and it didn't seem to help much.
Just figure it out.
Yeah, they got to figure that out.
Yeah, I got to know.
Baseball's in trouble enough when it comes to fans.
Yeah. When to report. Yeah.
There's no deadline yet. Yeah. Things won't get done until the deadline is an hour away.
You're right, Puss.
And you'll be pleased to know that athletes at the 2022 Winter Olympics in Beijing Team USA athletes at the 2022 Winter Olympics in Beijing will wear outfits made by the Kim Kardashian's company, Skims.
The USA version, right? We are?
Team USA.
Okay. I'm sure they're nice.
You'll be pleased to know that.
I'm sure it's good stuff.
Sure they're nice, man.
They don't pick crap. The rest of the Olympians.
You think they're going to go with more like glory holes and stuff over there so the athletes can still bang, but...
Well, I thought you meant,
COVID's not
I
as
thought
much
you meant
of an
in the outfits,
right.
like holes in their wieners, you know.
Well, that's what these are. What's it called? What's your brand name?
Skims.
Skims,
right.
You know, like Kim.
Milk?
Yeah.
But the glory holes is a good idea because you're not going to stop Olympians from having sex.
No, hell no.
But you can't stop them from having contact.
They just give them a bunch of rubbers, man, but that doesn't help COVID.
It does.
Because your penis ain't coughing.
Well,
it is about the fourth time. Well, with us, it'd be the second time.
If you learn nothing else today.
Or they give them like sex helmets.
Yeah.
So they're not exhaling on anybody.
I think a lot of them have helmets anyway.
Show your vaccination card and get at it, man.
A lot of the Winter Olympians bring their own helmet.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not sealed off properly.
That'd be good enough.
I got one of them ski helmets.
Full face helmet.
Is that little? Is that what you guys do? Is that a little fetish thing for you?
No.
You bang, you're naked with your ski helmet on?
No, because it's not, you know, it's an open helmet.
Okay.
Yeah, but a lot of those, like the ones that are.
I'm Todd.
The ones that are screaming down the hill at 100 miles an hour, those are full face.
They're
helmet,
full face, you know, helmet. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Oh, are. Yeah.
A lot of the ones that are more dangerous, they do wear full face helmets.
Oh yeah, yeah. The downhill
speed skier.
Yeah,
downhill.
Yeah.
Well, even the downhill.
When does that start?
They wear like a punter helmet. They'll have a mask on, or a bar on
next
the front
month
of the helmet.
Next month, okay.
Kansas City Chiefs coach Andy Reid says
Tirico is going to be over there, and he's going to fly back to do the Super Bowl. And when that's done, he's going to fly back and finish up the Olympics.
They're not having Al Michaels do the Super Bowl?
They want the whole team there, I assume.
Oh, yeah.
Who's on play-by-play, though?
I would assume Al Michaels.
It's got to be Al Michaels.
Yeah.
Unless he doesn't want to go.
God help us if Tirico's doing the Super Bowl.
No, it'll be Al Michaels. Let's hope. I'm with you on that. Tirico is human melatonin, man. He really is sometimes. I mean, he's really professional, knows what he's doing, but it's like
boring.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Kansas City Chiefs coach Andy Reid
is hungry.
Says that the eighth-seeded Pittsburgh Steelers.
Seventh-seeded.
Right. Make sure he doesn't shovel any driveways.
No.
Keep him away from the shovel.
Are playing like a number one seed right now.
Yeah, that's talking to his team through the media.
Yeah, that's not true.
That's what they're doing. Number one seed
They're playing like a number four seed right now.
No, you got to come in and say.
I'll give them that. Right. They're playing like a four seed right now.
We don't.
Except when they played the Chiefs, got their ass kicked.
We don't stand a chance against Ben Roethlisberger.
He's not going to say that.
That's what they should say. We're done.
It'd be like me and Craig 2 weeks before the Super Bowl.
Steelers
we suck.
Into town.
We should do the same thing.
We might as well not even show up.
We'll see what happens.
I do like the humble approach, though. I wish more people would do what Roethlisberger did.
That was funny. And he wasn't hammering, but I watched a lot of sports yesterday and the past couple of days, and I didn't see one commentator hammering about that.
They said
it's hype, but he's also speaking the truth.
If anything, I've heard a lot of people say he might be right.
Good for him.
I like the honesty.
Right. They might be outclassed in every position. They might get their ass kicked.
Not every position.
Hey, wait a minute.
TJ Watt.
TJ Watt. Yeah.
Okay.
A couple guys at TM have something to say about that.
There's TJ Watt and.
No, there's more than that.
TJ Watt.
Yeah. So you guys didn't pick up. Did you have a chance to pick him up, didn't you?
Rub that in.
I did not draft TJ Watt.
They had the pick right before TJ Watt, traded back like five spots.
But Roethlisberger, he should have started naming names. Like, who's your offense? Call out a couple offensive lines.
Well, they're really young. You're
going to get those guys pissed at you.
Well, they're like a couple rookies, too, by the way.
They can't block.
Yeah. Kelsey's way better than my tight end.
That jackass try to block? He's no good.
I don't know if I've ever heard a quarterback that take that approach to be like, not sure why we're even showing up.
Well, that's the throw.
He didn't say that.
He basically
did. He said, we're playing with house money. Let's have some fun. And that's the way I'm taking it.
He's not wrong.
He's not wrong at all. Listen, I love that, I mean, listen, if since my team got in there, I'm so glad they're nobody wants them thinks they're going to win. So I got nothing to lose. The game, but nothing else.
When Tomlin's a good coach.
I won't take any crap the next day, even if it's a blowout.
No.
Nothing.
Because you're expected to get blown out.
Right.
No. Unless it's just silly.
It was silly. 2 weeks ago, it was silly. No.
Unless
no.
your team is just, you know, throwing footballs off people's butts.
Well, that's,
and,
well, that's not going to be silly.
And having the center. You know,
they're going to try.
And have the center throw it over Roethlisberger's head
they're
the first
try.
Play or something
yep.
like that.
And you know
yeah.
this. I mean, I'd rather be
they're
in a situation
like Cubs.
I'd rather be in a situation like you guys are, the Chiefs and the Packers. But you guys lose, no matter what, it's an upset.
Oh, yeah, it's a disappointment.
Yes,
yeah.
big time. And we are going to be right there to console yeah. you.
Or the
offensive
line. They just Thank open you. Up and Roethlisberger throws one right in the nuts
yeah.
of whoever's coming at him.
Yeah, and that's
Todd
what we need to make it worthwhile.
Right. Mm-hmm. Todd and I are going to be merciless, by the way.
If that doesn't sound like you.
It does.
Freaks.
It sounds exactly like us.
I wonder
if
what
the Packers
that would look
don't
like.
Win the Super Bowl, it looked like yesterday. If Packers don't lose or win the Super Bowl, we're going to hammer you forever, for at least a year. And then if the Chiefs don't win it, we're going to hammer them. If you both don't win it, we're going to have a lot more fun.
Yeah. What if we get to the Super Bowl and then just don't score any touchdowns? Will we hear about that?
That would suck.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. It's what the Chiefs did last year, right?
Like, no touchdowns yeah. at all.
They did that 2 years in a row.
I want a Chiefs-Packers Super Bowl for this reason. If
guaranteed misery the next day?
I don't care who loses.
True. You win either way.
No. I like playoff games where I win either way. When you're really rooting, yeah, for
well,
years,
who doesn't love that.
No, but that's very rare though for us. We pick a team we usually hate more than anybody else. Come on, every time Brady played for the Patriots, and even last year, sorry Nick, we rooted against Brady, so we had to root against Brady and the Patriots. This game, if it's a Chiefs-Packer thing, I know I don't care because one of them's going to lose, right?
Oh, I got it.
There's no tie.
You
got to
hate Aaron Rodgers.
No. I root for the Chiefs in that game, but
sure.
if they lose, I still win because not Nick so much, but Chief fan in general will be just, you know, eating it.
I was pretty much there last year for the Super Bowl.
We did that.
I know you ate it last year, right?
Last year with Brady going up against the Chiefs.
I was for the Chiefs.
At least somebody's got to lose here. I'll be happy that
I was for the Chiefs last year.
No, I was too, but if they would have, you know, if they would have won and Tom Brady would have lost, I went, well, Tom Brady lost.
I still think they screwed up by doing a Monday night game. I was so looking forward to 3-3 this weekend, you know.
That was cool. That worked out.
Of course, the NFL's going to mess with that, you know. It didn't make no sense.
I think ESPN wanted that.
I think so, too.
They wanted a standalone.
I think they worked it into their deal.
I think they did.
I think
it's stupid, though.
Yeah. Yeah, they wanted a standalone game on their own day.
But they're all standalone games.
But
nobody's playing opposite each other.
No, but they want to be the only game of the day.
Yeah, I know.
It sucks for the weekend, but it will be nice that Monday. You're like, oh, there's a game on.
We all work Tuesday.
Yeah, that's fine.
And it'll be on late. Yeah. I usually watch every minute of all the playoff games, and I'll go to bed for that one.
Yeah, me too. Why don't you think about us once in a while, Craig? Everybody should.
Yeah. I think you're right. Omaha police called to an apartment Monday afternoon. A woman told officers that her two cats had been fighting.
Great. That's just what they wanted.
A literal cat.
Why'd they even drive there first?
She told the officers that one of the cats was going after the other cat, and she told the aggressive cat that she was going to put it in its room.
That's a good bar. I like to hang out.
Aggressive cat.
It's a lesbian bar, though. They're pretty aggressive.
But they're cool.
Yeah, they're cool.
The cat apparently did not care for being told that it was going to be put in its room and began to attack the woman. The woman said she was finally able to close the cat into a bedroom. She was taken to the hospital for, quote, multiple superficial claw marks, end quote.
Pussy wounds.
The cat was taken into custody by the Nebraska Humane Society.
Oh, they didn't shoot it?
I'm surprised the cops just didn't blow it away.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't black.
Yeah.
Just emptied a clip right into that chat.
It wasn't black. Yes, he said it. I love it. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place. to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.